It's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot, where the next generation of home improvement makes its home. Come open your eyes to new possibilities and open your mind to smarter ways of doing things. New products, new tools, and new technology that take home improvement into the 21st century. About the only thing we haven't reinvented is helping you do more for less. That's the same as it's always been. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
It will be Farmington's ball to start this second quarter as Mountain Home leads 15-8. Both teams come out on the floor. Devontae Donovan will inbound the ball on the far sideline for the Cardinals. Gets into Watson. We're back underway. Watson across the timeline. Mounts home once again in a man-to-man. Watson dribbles to the left elbow. Gives it there to Simmons. Simmons dribbles up towards the top. Now goes to the right side of the lane. Goes back into the paint. Now kicks out to Landwehr on the left side. Down near the corner goes to Donovan. Donovan dribbles out to the wing. Throws up top to Simmons. Simmons gives to Landwehr. Tries to throw it to Donovan. Ball was stolen by Abe Crawford. Farmington's third turnover of the day. Back comes Mountain Home. We are 26 seconds into the second quarter. Mountain Home with the ball leading by 5. 15-10 our score. Here is Jones with the ball on the left wing. Throws up top to Crawford. Crawford drills to the right side. Gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert will take the screen. Now goes towards the elbow. Kicks it out to Crawford. Crawford's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the right side and misses everything, and the rebound is controlled by Landwehr. He throws it quickly to Simmons. Simmons going to pull up for the jumper outside the lane. No good. Rebound's controlled by Jones, and the Bombers will have it once again with the five-point advantage. 7 minutes left of the half. Mountain Home up 15-10. Gilbert's about to be double. Of course, so he gets it across the timeline to Jones. Jones dribbles on the left wing. Gives it to McGee there on the wing. Up top to Tabor. Finds Jones in the lane. Now Jones going to pull up for the turnaround. Fadeaway. Good. Matt Jones with 7 points on the day. 17-10. Mounts home leading it with 6:36 left of the half. Watson into the front court. Throws over on the right side to Funk. Funk dribbles near the top. Gives it to Watson on the left. Watson will throw it to Landwehr up top. Over on the left side goes Simmons. Simmons going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Gilbert for the Bombers. Gilbert quickly into the front court. Throws over to Crawford on the left side. Now Gilbert has it there on the wing. He'll take the screen from Tabor. Dribble it into the lane. Going into the lane. Bang by his defender. Final layup good. And Farmington's going to take another timeout. As Wyatt Gilbert now has 6 points. We'll break with 6:04 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home leading Farmington 19-10. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Farmington just took their second timeout of the day after Mountain Home has expanded their lead a little further. 19-10 our score with 6:04 left the first half. It was a good job there on that last play by Wyatt Gilbert to just get in between a couple of defenders, blow by them, and get into the lane for the layup. Here's Watson into the front court. Throws over to Funk on the right side, down to Donovan in the corner. Donovan will give it to DeCorey Thomas, who just checked in a moment ago during the timeout. Now Watson has it on the left wing. Gives it in the corner now to Donovan. Donovan's three misses everything. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball. DeCorey Thomas is a 6'2 junior for Farmington. Also checking in a moment ago was Cade Young. He's a 5'9 senior for the Cardinals. Gilbert takes the inbound pass. And he's about to be double-teamed, so he gets it to McGee. Oh, into the front court, he goes to Jones. Jones will give it to Gilbert, who will set the offense. Less than 5.5 minutes left to play in the first half. Mounts home with the ball, leading by 9. Gilbert dribbles into the left corner. Finds Crawford a little out on the wing. Now dribbles up to the top. Gives it to Tabor on the wing. He's trying to give it to Jones. Instead, he'll throw it cross-court to McGee on the right side. Now Gilbert has it there on the wing. Gilbert's going to go down into lane. Go blow by another defender. This time the layup will not go. A little strong. And Watson gets the rebound. He's quickly back the other way for Farmington. Watson has it on the left side, gives it to Funk in the corner, to to Donovan near the elbow. Now ball goes up to Watson, over to Funk. Funk drills towards the elbow, throws it up top to Donovan, over to Watson on the right side. Up top it goes to Thomas, over on the left side to Donovan. Now up top to Young. Young will give it to Watson on the right wing. 4:40 left of the half. Now ball goes to Thomas near the free throw line. He's going to go down to the lane for layup. No good, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 4:36 left of the half. Matt Jones picks up his first personal foul. 13th foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. So DeCorey Thomas will be at the free throw line for the first time today. Thomas's first free throw is up, rolls around, and finally drops in. So one more free throw for Thomas. Second shot is up. It hits the front of the iron and bounces off. No good. Rebound controlled by Jones. Thomas gets one of two on that trip. Here's Gilbert with the ball. Throws it to Jones. Almost picked, but now the ball goes to McGee into the front court. He has the ball on the left wing. McGee takes the screen. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offense rebound for Crawford. He throws it to Tabor. Tabor goes in for the layup shot. It's blocked, and Farmington comes up with the basketball. Here is Watson with it on the left side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Marquavian Watson three. With 6 points, both all from three-point range. 19-14, Mount Holmes' lead is cut to five. Here is Crawford with it. Gives it to McGee. McGee will dribble towards the timeline. Now gives it to Crawford. They still got to get it across before the 10 seconds is up to McGee. Now to the front court to Jones. They beat the 10-second count. Jones will give it to Gilbert, who set up the offense. Now he's trying to avoid a double team. Gives it to Jones on the right side. Finds McGee all by himself for the layup off the glass and in. That's the risk you take when you double team. You leave someone open. Jake McGee was in perfect position to get that easy basket. His first 2 points of the day. 21-14, Mountain Home leading it. 3:24 left of the half. Here is Thomas in the left corner. Finds Donovan near the elbow. Donovan drills into the lane. Now kicks it out to Funk on the right wing. Funk will give it to Donovan on the left side. Donovan's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Devontae Donovan with his first 3 points of the day. Mountain Home leads cut to four. 21-17 our score. Here's McGee with it. Looking to get it into the front court. Gives it to Jones into the front court. Now he gives it back to McGee. McGee is going to find Crawford in the left corner. Crawford's going to take the screen from Jones. From left to the wing. Throws it up top to Tabor. Over to Gilbert on the right side. Now Gilbert's being double-teamed, but gets out of it. Finds Tabor is going into the lane. Final layup, good. Dawson Tabor with his first 2 points of the day. 23-17. Mountain Home leading it. 2:33 left in the first half. Here is Watson across the timeline for the Cardinals. Throws it to Thomas on the right elbow. His jumper, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Tabor. And Mountain Home will bring it back the other way. Parmington's going to hold off their press this time. Now the clock has stopped. Oh, because Wyatt Gilbert's shoe has become untied. Logan Landwehr is going to check back in for Farmington as DeCorey Thomas will take a seat. 2:18 left as Gilbert's making sure both of his shoes are good. It is Mountain Home on top of Farmington, 23-17. McGee will inbound it on the near sideline, gets into Gilbert. Gilbert into the front court, throws it to Crawford on the right wing. Crawford trying to figure out where to go with it. Nope, he waited too long to start trying to make a move. And with Cade Young right there on him, he wasted the 5 seconds. Carson Simmons and Austin Shelley checking back into the game for Farmington as Devontae Donovan and Marquavian Watson will take a seat. A little over 2 minutes left to play in the first half. Mountain Home leading 23-17. Here is Young into the front court. Finds Landwehr on the right left side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebounds controlled by Tabor. He'll give it to Crawford. Now over to Gilbert, who will bring it into the front court. Gilbert across the timeline. Throws over to Crawford on the right side. Gives it to Jones. And an offensive foul away from the ball. They're going to get Jake McGee with an illegal screen. That's his first personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home. And that is their second turnover of the day. A little over a minute and a half left to the first half. Mountain Home leading by six. Here is Young into the front court. Throws over to Landwehr on the right left side. Up top to Funk. Goes over on the right side. Now Landwehr has in the corner. Throws up top to Shelley. Now Simmons gives it to Young on the right wing. Over to Landwehr. Down low block it goes to Shelley. Looking to make a move. Pulls up for the turnaround jumper. Over Tabor. He can't get it to go. It hung on the rim and finally fell out. And Gilbert comes up with the rebound. He's quickly back the other way. He's going to pull up at the right elbow for the jumper. Nothing but net. Wyatt Gilbert with 8 points. 1 minute left to play in the first half. Mountain Home leading Farmington 25-17. Landwehr across the timeline for Farmington. Drills to the left wing. Now almost has the ball knocked away. Picks up his drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Throws up top to Shelley. Shelley will drill towards the right side. Gives it there to Young. Up top now it goes to Funk. Funk will give it to Simmons on the left wing. Simmons drills up to the top. Up top to Shelley. Now Landwehr has it. He drills up near the top. Gives it there to Funk. Down the paint goes to Shelley. Shelley's going to pull up for the turnaround jumper. Off the glass, no good. 25 seconds left to the half. As Mountain Home gets the rebound, leading by 8. Gilbert quickly back to the other way. He's going to pull up for another jumper at the free throw line. This one will not go. Rebound's tipped around. Last touch by Simmons. And it will be Mountain Home's basketball as it goes out of bounds right in front of the Farmington bench. 16.1 seconds left of the first half. Mountain Home will try to expand on its 8-point lead with this last possession, probably last possession of the half. Here is Gilbert being double-teamed. Now gives it to Crawford. Crawford gives it back to Gilbert. He gets by two defenders, and he's fouled from behind. A little tripping foul there on Farmington. That is on Logan Landwehr, his first personal foul, third team foul against Farmington. So it will be Mountain Home inbounding it on the baseline with 5.4 left on the clock. McGee will trigger the inbound pass, gets into Gilbert, who immediately pulls up for the three-pointer in the left corner. No good. And Funk gets the rebound. He's going to try one last heave at the buzzer. He can't get it to go. And we've reached the end of the first half. Two quarters are in the books. Our score at the break. Mountain Home leading Farmington 25-17. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding. But we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.